All right, we stated it earlier. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing with our youth. Great and exciting things are happening with our youth. We are developing a strong and a united youth group, and it is due in great part to the leadership of brother and sister Stephen and Vanessa Orell and their assistants, brother and sister Sean and Jeannie Thaler. We have all four of them on the line tonight. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to brother Stephen Orell. Go right ahead, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Thank you, brother Vic. Yes, I agree. This morning I was able to tune in to Brother Hood's message, and that I remember that message when he preached it on that night. First the wedge, then the split, and that still impacts me today. And hearing his voice again, and the anointing that you can feel, and being at that, I remember when he first came here, I think he was 24, and preaching like a seasoned preacher in his 50s is just absolutely amazing. And then hearing Brother Sanders, the last devotional before that, it's so good and still relevant to today that we need a pastor in our life. But we wanted to go over, we're going to talk tonight, myself, I'm going to have Brother Sean speak, and then my wife, and then Sister Jeannie. And we're going to go over and talk about the youth, and we're proud of the youth. We love the youth. They're actually over our house right now, not the youth, but Sean and Jeannie. And we are getting ready. We are getting the grand prize baskets ready. And we're getting the little grand prize winner baskets ready for the overall winner of these events that we've been doing. And we started off with our scavenger hunt, and then we had our we had our boxcar race, and then we had our bake off, and they did such an amazing job with all the events. And then today, church, they had the last one just finished right now. Sister Alina's team finished. The baker was helping with that, and Sister Alina had some surgery, so keep her in your prayers. Got our tonsils taken out, so we want to pray for her. Thank you, Brother Baker, for stepping in, helping out, and subbing in. So he just finished right now, but all of our teams, they did the escape room, and they had an absolute blast. We're going to calculate all the scores, but we wanted to emphasize and just talk about for a little bit what we saw, what we felt, the unity, and the whole reason why we did this. And it's been a month already, but putting them into teams and seeing them work together, seeing the body come together, has been absolutely encouraging, and seeing the results of just being absolutely blown away with the stuff that the young people have been coming up with and coming together. And we're going to continue this. We might take a little bit of break, but we want to use this, what we've learned from this, coming together in the teamwork, and we want to do teams for outreach, teams for Bible studies. So this is just the beginning, and we felt that some walls breaking and something is going on in our church, and we know this revival is going to be carried on the shoulders of our young people. So all of the parents, it's your young people, your children that are going to be carrying the load of this revival on their shoulders. And yes, we need experienced parents and elders that are going to help our young people. And the saying is true today that it takes a village to train a child. In this case, it takes a village to train a young person. I cannot be prouder to be a part of a church that really feels like a family. And you know, if your young person is in this church, there's no other place that you can feel secure and satisfied and reassured that in this church under Pastor Clark, that they are going to grow into mature adults and saints of God and be equipped and trained to live in this world and to do what we've been called to do. The Great Commission is to go and spread the gospel, and we're not here just to get the Holy Ghost and be baptized, and then all of a sudden we're transported to heaven. But once we get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, then now we can be examples. That's our goal. That's our goal with our young people. We want to see them equipped. We want to see them successful in this life, being overcomers. And yes, we need the parents' help. It's a two-way street, up and down. We need the parents' help. We need leadership help, and we need, of course, the young person to be willing. And it's happening, and we feel it. And it's even with everything that's going on, there's still good that's taking place, and God still has His people under the shadow. As the Bible says, under the shadow of the Almighty, and there's a secret place. He says that, come stand by me, and we're going to be okay, church, if we stand by Him. And that's what we want our young people to realize, and equip them with prayer, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and to show our young people that there is a place that we can go when they're frustrated, and when they're hurting, and when they're seeking attention, and it's normal to feel all these things and wanting acceptance to this world, that they can find it in prayer. They can realize that they're going to be the most fulfilled by serving God. This world is not going to fulfill them, but God is going to fulfill them and give them the desires of their heart. So we love you, church. I am going to have Brother Sean talk at this time.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Brother Stephen and Sister Nessa and Jeannie and I are over at the Orell's house, and we're just getting everything ready and helping out. So we are excited to be able to announce the winners, not tonight, but tomorrow. Stay tuned for tomorrow. It's going to be it's getting close, so I haven't tallied the points yet, but I'm getting pretty excited to see who the winner is going to be. We're still waiting to hear back from one other team that is doing the escape room. I think they should have finished up by now, but we haven't heard back. But we are so excited to to be able to announce the winners tomorrow, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And throughout this time, I think the most interesting part to me, and the most encouraging part of this whole experience for me, was just seeing how everyone just totally embraced this whole month, challenge month. It has been just a total pleasure to see even all the older ones that could have easily, had a bad attitude about this and said, this is, too young for me, or, this is, I have better things to do and whatnot. But seeing all the older ones and especially the younger ones too, just see everybody just bind together and just really embrace the whole, just everything about this competition and whatnot. And it wasn't just, the competition aspect of it, but it was, the fact that, they were, working together, and that they were building relationships. And, the Bible says to know them that labor among you. So, it was biblical that they were able to be able to bind together and really just embrace. It was so neat to see. You can see week by week that each team got, closer and closer together. And you could see that each team was growing closer and closer to one another. And I thought that was just the absolute neatest thing to be able to see, that everyone was really just embracing this whole month, and that the concept of unity that, we were, that we had envisioned, that Brother Stephen had envisioned for this whole, challenge month. And you can just see the traces of unity being built amongst all these teams. And like, Brother Stephen had said, hopefully, we're going to be, pushing, with these teams and, with Bible studies and, having teams of outreach and whatnot. And these relationships that these young people are building right now, they'll never forget, for the rest of their lives. And, hopefully, we found, this platform to be able to build upon, and we can have future, challenge months and weeks and, different things like that. But I think this has just been so good and so neat to be able to see from, a bird's eye view of our seat, of being able to see the unity being able to grow amongst our young people. And, that's the most exciting thing that I could see. It's so important that young people don't feel like they're alone and that they have a friend that they can go to, and they have people around them that they can go to, and that they don't feel like they're isolated, that they have friends, you know, that will be there for them, and that they know, you know, that they can trust them. And so these are our relationships that, you know, are building, that are, you know, these are building blocks for a relationship that, you know, that may, that they'll be friends, you know, for a very long time if the Lord tarries. And, you know, that's, you know, one of the most exciting things for me to be able to see. And, but yes, we are excited to be able to announce the winners tomorrow at service. And, you know, we are so proud of everyone and seeing how the teams all work together. And so, that's all I have to say. And I think, it's Sister Vanessa is up next. So let me pass it to Sister Vanessa.
Praise the Lord, Church. Praise the Lord, Church. This has been an exciting month, and we cannot believe that it has already been a month. This time has flown by. It has come and gone and passed us by. And we're just excited to see everything that the young people have done, and the accomplishments that we've seen, not just in the games itself and the competitions that we've done, but as individuals, we've seen people come out of their shells. We've seen people get closer to God. And it's just been amazing, and we are excited to see what is going to take place hereafter. And at the moment, we are getting all the grand prizes ready. And I got to tell you, young people, it's some pretty cool stuff in here. So we're pretty excited to announce the winners tomorrow. My husband and Brother Sean have pretty much covered most of it. There's really not much left to say apart from what they have already said. It's just been such an amazing time to watch everyone grow together, get closer together, spiritually in their walks with God and with each other. People that they didn't really hang out with before. Our goal was to get them no cliques, no division, break down those walls like my husband had talked about
Amen.
Before. And just get everyone on the same page. And we made sure we did that. We broke all the friends up, and we just put them with their uncomfortable zones and out of their boxes. And they have just wowed us in really working together with people that they just normally don't. And so, it has been an exciting time. So I'm going to pass it over to Sister Jeannie. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Very excited to be part of this, and just want to say, you know, an extra thanks to the ORLs for thinking of this activity. It's something that I personally have never been involved in before, you know, as a young person, and I was really excited to see it unfold, and even more excited to see all of the young people get on board, and, you know, like from young to the older young people. I feel like everyone was 100% involved, and it was very exciting. And as Sean said a little bit earlier, he said that to know those that labor among you, and that's kind of just what I had in mind. And I was thinking, you know, you don't really know someone until you've seen every side of them, you know, until you've cried with them, until you've laughed with them, until you've had to, you know, make a cardboard car with them, and you really get to see every side of someone. And I know that personally I feel a little bit of a lack if the only side I ever see is a smile, or, you know, a little bit of a lack if all I ever see is a cry. But I'm just really happy to be able to, you know, assist the young people in developing other sides to the friendships with each other that they might not have known, might not have come across. And It was a blessing, you know, just to see it happen. And I found myself, you know, wanting to jump in and do all these things. So just another real big thanks to or else for coming up with this idea during a time where, you know, we might have kind of sat there thinking, you know, what do we do? You know, just go somewhere and eat. And this was just wonderful. And I'm just really grateful to be a part of it and also very excited for tomorrow to find out the winners of the entire competition. And I am going to just pass this over to Brother Vic. That is all, Brother Vic.
All right, Sister Thaler, Jeannie Thaler, thank you so much for that. And I just got a quick little request here just a moment ago. If you could bear with me, we have someone here on the line who wants to say something. I hope I am unmuting the right line. Oh, bear with us for a moment. Sister Clark, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear. Go right ahead, Sister Clark.
All right. God bless the Orels and the Sailors for all that they have done throughout this month. And I'm glad that we got to be a part of some of it. I had a lot of fun with the dessert over at our house. We had a lot of fun with all the young people there. And we had a lot of fun going to the escape room. And I understand that we have some people that might have beat our scores. But that's really hard to believe, isn't it, Brother and Sister Orwell and Brother and Sister Thaler? Are you there?
Yes, we are here.
Okay.
A little embarrassed and a little proud of our young people all at the same time.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to hear all this. I can't wait to talk about it all now that it's all behind him. I want to talk about that escape room. So that was fun. But thank you. Thank you all for your burden and for what you've done for our young people this month. It's been so exciting, and we're looking forward to what is coming next. So we love you all. God bless you.
Thank you for that, Sister Clark. And once again, thank you, Brother Stephen, Sister Vanessa Orell, Brother Sean, Sister Jeannie Thaler, several things that were mentioned tonight. But the overall theme here is unity, church. We're feeling a strong sense of unity that's setting into this youth group. Brother Stephen Orell mentioned equipping our youth, but we need our parents' help, and we need the leadership help, and of course, we need the youth themselves, and they're doing it. Sister Vanessa mentioned something as well. She talked about moving out of our comfort zones. You know, the young people, you know, getting out of their little cliques and going, working with other people that they're not familiar with. And as she said that, I felt the Holy Ghost, church, and I thought, hey, that's not just for our youth. That's for the rest of our church. The youth are setting the example, and we need to follow it, church. Praise God. Why don't we take this zeal, this excitement, this unity that we're feeling, let's gather tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. prayer and 9:30 a.m. for our service, and let's come expecting God to do something great tomorrow morning, but let's each and every one of us do our part. Praise God. With that said, have a great night in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. Amen.